and excited to continue to talk about the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Cultures, the cultural department's upcoming schedule for all of the cultural initiatives that is in store for the country. So, Zenobia and Maddie, let's get back to it.
All right, so one of the other things that we've been doing is continuing with getting into the community and getting into what people are doing, you know, in our culture and whatnot, is Culture in the Park. And these events are to go around the different communities throughout the island. So I don't want people to think this stuff is just Nassau-centric. It's not. It is for the country. Things that would have happened before, April 23rd, we would have gone to Garden Hills Park, number one. And then April 30th, we were in Deep Creek in South Eleuthera. And we want to send a shout out to Miss Clara Young. She's the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture Officer in Eleuthera, and she deals with the entire island, including Harbor Island and Spanish Wells.
Wow.
So that's a huge task. Yes, mm-hmm. Huge responsibility. And she put together a Culture in the Park, the first one, in Deep Creek, and Therese Davis Nixon would have gone over to help her to host it, and it was fabulous. As a matter of fact, I got a big soursop, baby. Okay, I love soursop. So May 2nd, would have just happened this past Monday, and that was in Morgan's Bluff, and Henry Higgins would have been the officer that I would have flown over to assist them with that. And there's another one that's coming up here in New Providence on May 28th, and that's going to be on Fort Charlotte, and not where everybody knows that we have the Independence now. It's going to be up on the fort down in the moat. You know, where they have all the parties and what have you with the bridge and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to be. So it's more contained.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have vendors there. We'll have food. We'll have performers. We'll have a stage with lighting and everything. And we just want people to come out. It's an all-day event. And it's a family event. So you just bring everybody and everybody.
Is this a free event?
Well, the event getting in is free. But, of course, vendors are there selling their wares and food and what have you. Because what we're trying to do is give back to the community.
Right.
And, you know, coming out of the lockdowns and restrictions and everything, people, you know, they need a way to kind of jumpstart. And so just bring your kids and let them have a good time. You know, there's a lot of giveaways. They do, you know, who can beat the drum, the Junkanoo drum, who can pace something and whatnot have you. And then, you know, there are giveaways that we do with the department. But yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. So, what else we got? We got a lot more stuff. The literary writing shops, an extension of the Writers from Mrs. Sands, and that's held via Zoom. Poetry workshops that we're having, crafting short stories, and these are all workshops. We would have had the latest one, the most recent one that would have happened this past weekend, May 6th and 7th. And of course, avoiding pitfalls of falling into when you're writing stories, if you come to a writer's block, what should you do? How do you get around editing? What do you do for publishing? A lot of people have stories, they don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to publish it, how to get it edited, how to have it illustrated, that kind of stuff. And that workshop will happen June 10th at 6:30 and June 11th at 10:30 and 12:30. So there's no excuse to say you haven't heard about it. There's three workshops that's coming up just to help you to do these things. And we're partnering, of course, with the NAGB. We're partnering with the different radio stations on the island that are helping us to get this word out, as well as these things will be live on Facebook. Again, the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Bahamas Facebook page, the Division of Culture Facebook page, and always put Bahamas, and the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival. So all this information will be included on these pages. And then, of course, Family Island Junkanoo. Everybody wants to know about Junkanoo because the world and the Bahamas, we are all excited that Junkanoo is starting. And, you know, I heard the conversation. Everybody's like, well, they did it for the Duke and Duchess, so you know they can't get out of it. Nah, they got to have Junkanoo. And on top of that, they rush in the rain. So I won't hear what they can say. Nah, if it rain on Boxing Day. Oh, we've heard it. We know just how we go. So, you know, Family Island Junkanoo workshops in collaboration with the National Junkanoo Committee, which is the NJC. And these will be held almost on every major island, and they've already started. The minister travels with the NJC, as well as our Junkanoo officer, Ellery DeVoe, and our director has been traveling as well, because they want, like, remember what I said, it's cultural dialogues. They want to hear the voice of the people. They want to go and let you see exactly who is in charge, who is doing it, and we want to hear what you have to say.
Right. It's that accessibility, and I must commend the ministry on that. That's something that's been obvious.
Yeah.
When we've
seen
it.
We're trying.
Yes.
We're trying, you know, and the good thing is, because we are creatives ourselves, mm-hmm. we know what's needed, and we know what the people are saying, because we have, you know, they have our ears.
Right.
You know, we got our ear to the ground, and boy, sometimes it just be good, and sometimes it's be bad. But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So they were in Abaco on April 30th, and May 7th, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, they come in May 21st, Eleuthera will be May 27th, and then of course the holiday is gonna go and whatnot, and then Cat Island will be June 11th. I wonder if they're gonna offer Regan Scrape and get a steak. What you think?
You think we could partner on that?
Listen,
I wouldn't mind.
I'm ready to go now.
I want to have the voice of the people.
So Cat Island, the Junkanoo workshops and the minister and everybody and those persons from the ministry will be in Cat Island on June 11th. And then North Andres will be June 18th. So remember, that is
the Family Island Junkanoo workshops.
Yes, 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 most definitely. And that's taking us into summer. And, you know, the Department of Culture, of course, we have to take a backseat to the Independent Secretariat and the country and the celebrations and whatnot, what's going on. But we want to have our own cultural celebrations to say, hey, we're here and we're doing our thing as well, you know. And so we are having something that we are calling like our Heritage Week kind of thing, our independence to celebrate the 49th. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it after the independence celebrations, because we know that the big celebration usually happens on Clifford Park, right? Fort Charlotte. Yeah. On the 9th, going into the 10th. So that's the Saturday night going into the 10th. And so our celebrations are going to start on that Monday, which is July 11th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go the entire week. So the first thing we're starting with is something called the Rush Collection Exhibition. And when you hear the word rush, automatically for Bohemian, that means rushing for Junkanoo. You got it. And so Mario Smith, his artist name is Mario Lorne, L-O-R-N-E. He is a Bohemian that lives in Las Vegas, and he has created a 201-piece rush. It's a miniature Junkanoo parade.
That's not qualifying to be in Category A.
Listen, because it's over 200 pieces, okay? And when I say detailed, I'm talking detailed. Cowbellers, banners, all this stuff. And it's like, what he's done is literally, he looks at pictures and right down to the diamonds and the feathers and all that stuff. He creates miniatures of these pieces. The first time I saw it, I was like, well, my dope.
And this will be on display.
It's going to be on display in the foyer at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, the Ivy Dumont building, which houses the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
And that's on Thompson Boulevard.
Yes, on Thompson Boulevard. Or University, girl. Get
that's
it right.
University Drive.
University Drive. Right across from Rubis. I have to say, across from Rubis, between the police college and customs.
Right.
All right.
And,
yes. And so this is going to be open to the public, of course. This exhibition will open on the 11th, and it will be open for persons to come and view. It's going to be mounted in there. We're going to change the foyer and whatnot, what have you. And, of course, in collaboration with you guys in NAGB, because, you know, y'all are the forefront of art and artistry and all the other kind of things and stuff inside the Bahamas. And so that is going to be happening there. And we want person, look for Mario Smith, Mario Lorne, and look for his work. And you would be amazed. Those persons that are into the art, those persons that are into Junkanoo. And Mario said the reason that he created this collection was because he wanted to take Junkanoo from Bay Street and make it
accessible for everyone.
Yes. And so somebody may be able to purchase one of those. And, you know, we have seen the tired Junkanooer on Bay Street. They toil for hours and hours on their costumes. And then after they finish, they throw it in the garbage.
Right.
Well, we talked about accessibility and participation in a different show with Ricardo and Avria. And one of the interesting things that came out of that discussion was, you know, making a Junkanoo more accessible.
Yes.
So getting that piece and saying, oh, this is from Junkanoo 2019, Valley Boys Roots, whomever, and that becomes like an heirloom.
Yes.
That you can... You
Carlos
properly...
Bain, and of course, you know, Carlos Bain, with his, because he's had exhibitions at the NAGB and at Central Bank and what have you. And Carlos actually, he's one of the first persons that I know, I mean, I could be wrong, y'all got to tell me, who has tried to make the Junkanoo art accessible to people as art in a frame, art in a, you know, off of Bay Street. And one of the things that Mario is doing that he's trying to bring to the world, because he's starting to get into the crypto...
The NFTs.
Because y'all know I just get done mixed up. And one of his things is giving the little man who spent all that money on that costume recognition.
Right.
You understand? So if Maddie made this costume and I made a replica from it and it's sold on the NFT site or whatnot, what have you, Maddie will get the recognition and the residual income from it because he is the creator of that.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's very powerful.
Long-term.
Yeah. And this is what Carlos and Mario are looking to do, and they want to bring the Bahamas into this. And so it's powerful, and I think people need to look out for him because Okay, and so let me go on quickly because I know you also run me out of here. we're calling this God's Culture Gospel Spectacular, a showcase of gospel cultural arts, dance, music, and drama. That's happening on July 13th. We have the drum show, which is a display of rhythms of the Bahamas, and basically, you know, giving an ode to John Chippy Chipman and Peanuts Taylor and Ivan Prosper, who would have just passed, the drummer from Bahaman. You know, he passed from COVID last year. And so basically just thinking all of these drumming rhythms and the different cultural sounds and rhythms from around the islands and bringing them together on the stage. And all of this is happening at in the Moat at Fort Charlotte. Again, we're having those things there. And then on Friday, which is July 15th, we'll go back to the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, but this time that big lawn that's in front there, we're going to utilize that, and we're going to transform it with a big, huge stage and lights and everything, and we're going to have something called Bahamas Couture and Culture Fashion. Oh.
Now, hold on now.
Yeah.
Is there an entry fee for that? Because I'd
like to let the audience.
That's free.
That's free, girl.
So this entire week,
free.
We have a lot of freebies.
Free.
All kind of things
free,
happening.
Free.
School clothes.
Free. Wait, hold on. Yeah, bring the chair in.
And there's a family time.
Bring the chair in.
Okay.
Bring the chair in.
All right. I hope you guys are listening.
Yeah. I hope you all listen. Free. And so we're asking people to come out. Of course, the vendors will be there selling their wares and selling their creations and whatnot, because we're partnering with the Couture and Culture Fashion. We're partnering with BTVI, with their fashion department and the seamstresses and the designers and what have you. And so they're creating things for this, and they'll be out there to sell their stuff. You'll be able to reach out to them. Young persons who are coming up in the fashion world, we're trying to create platforms for them to say, this is what I do. There's a gentleman that creates sneakers and tennis that are here in the Bahamas, you know. We know that we've seen the straw tennis, you know, the converse type that they make with the straw
on it.
I've seen so many creative things. And so we're trying to showcase all of them, the straw bags and the jewelry and Aiden Barrow and her jewelry. And we're just calling everybody out. Listen, just come and bring it. We did something similar to this in December on December 30th, where we had Culture in the Square, mm-hmm. and we had a big fashion show out there and whatnot, and it was awesome. Of course, we were kind of locked down during that time, but still, you know, people were able to still see it because it was streamed live. But this time, because, and hopefully our numbers don't go up and we know what's going on in the country and whatnot, what have you, but we're inviting people out that it's a free time and for persons to come and be a part of it and to see what's going on. Yes. Mm-hmm. What else I got? Oh, on the 16th, which is our last day, the 16th of July, we go back to Fort Charlotte, and that's going to be the, now I got to say this right, Mr. Dwayne Finley, who is better known as Stilete. Girls texting me, hi. Woman calling me, bye. Oh, stop it, girl, stop it. He also works with us at the Department of Culture. And he is what he calls himself the celebrity chef. And we're having something called the Bahamas Cook-Off Festival, which is a culinary competition to name the best chef of various native dishes. And this event is going to be held on several of the Family Islands, but of course, we're going to start it off here in New Providence. And that day is going to be the 16th of July. And that's going to be happening all day.
So we get to taste the food?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So we finally, after all these years, get to know.
Who's the top?
Who's the best cook?
Yeah, well, like, who's going to be the best of the comforters? Who's going to be the best macaroni? And who's going to be the best? You understand?
Child, y'all better tell all your grandma to sign up now.
They need to sign up. They're with their, and again, that's mysc@bahamas.gov.bs, or call the ministry at 502-0601 and just ask for the Department of Culture and tell them what you're calling for. You know, if you want to be a person who's competing in the cook-off. We're going to have vendors out there. We're going to have persons. We're going to have judges that are going to be judging. And then persons that can always sell their stuff. Right. And there's going to be a stage that's going to be happening all day. We're going to have a kiddies corner so you can bring your kids out so the kids can play. And it's just going to be a good time. We want to be in the community, in people's faces. We want to say, this is culture. This is what we are. This is who we are. All being safe. All being, you know, just having a good time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So it's a lot.
This is a lot to take in. I feel like you need to come back and flesh out some of these.
No problem.
Some more, because, I mean, there's so much
as
more
it comes,
detail.
Yes, most definitely. As it comes, I can come and speak on it, you know, or somebody else from the department. But, I mean, I can come. You all know I don't like. Bobby's my boy. You know, so that's not a problem at all. The Department of Culture is working. We're working very hard. We're small. We have a small team, yeah. But, you know,
small,
Mrs.
but impactful.
Listen,
very
honey.
Effective.
Moni Gleary all the way over there in Grand Bahama. Listen, she is a one-woman team, and she just controls and delegates, and she has a vision. And then, of course, our director, you know, Mrs. Derica Delagoville Grant, and now our minister, the Honorable Mario Boleg. So, I mean, the ministry and the Department of Culture, we're doing big things.
So let's kind of quickly squeeze in the road to the 50th Independence celebrations. We can run through that right quick. Before, I don't know. I think we should come back.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're wrapping up the show. I think we need to come back and do a show just on that.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. But any last words, though?
Yes. You know, reach out to us, please. If you don't remember all that information, and just reach out to me on Facebook or call the ministry again at 502-0601. And, you know, we can let you in on all that information and let you know exactly what's going on. And please, you know, our culture is what makes us. Don't think that anything that you're doing is insignificant or small or whatnot, what have you. Think of yourself as unique and exciting and vivacious and all that stuff. But just come and bring it. Just
because
bring it.
Because every Bahamian is an icon.
Listen, you better believe it, honey.
You need to coin that, eh?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate
you for having us.
Having this engaging conversation. And as we conclude another enjoyable episode of Blank Canvas, we remind you to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas and also the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture in the coming weeks to see that wonderful showcase. We remain a free space for Bahamians and local residents. And we would love to have you come and spend time while you explore the Kendra Furup exhibition. It's a historical moment. Please come and see it. You can touch such things. Play with them. It's wonderful for family and friends. And nice. Once again, it's free, free, free. Our art park is also a beautiful open space. We have free Wi-Fi courtesy of Alive. Thank you so much for their community outreach. They continue to do great things in the community. And visit our website, www.nheb.org.bs, where you can find engaging information, information about youth sports and culture. We'll be also adding those to our timeline as well to keep you updated. It's going to be a really excellent summer. I'm looking forward to it, culturally speaking.
Yes.
And I thoroughly enjoy talking about art and culture with you. See you next week.